The World Health Organization has said the Olympic Games do not need to be moved from Brazil because of the Zika virus. The WHO says it's safe for most visitors if they take precautions. Among the initial WHO recommendations to people traveling to the Games was this: avoid visiting impoverished and overcrowded areas. And that advice has caused some problems in Brazil. NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Paulo César Vieira, known by his nickname Amendoim or Peanut, is taking me on a tour of his favela of Sinia.
Amendoim! Hey, Mené, what's up?
As you can hear, he's pretty popular, and loads of people are waving to him as we walk by. He's 58, but he's lived in Rocinha since he was a child.
I feel proud. I feel proud because I am here since there is no water, no electricity, no healthy, no sweet, nothing. Imagine now, we have almost everything.
This vast informal community is home to tens of thousands of people. It's bustling and vibrant. Vieira is a community activist, but he also makes his living bringing tourists into the favela with the aim of showing them something different than the poverty and violence that's normally portrayed.
People from other countries have a totally bad information about us. You know, it's important we take it then and they see it. The reality of favela.
And that's what he was hoping to do during the Olympics, except he worries that the World Health Organization's recommendation will keep people away. We reached out to the WHO. Dr. Bruce Aylard says the Aedes aegypti mosquito likes to breed in standing water that collects in things like discarded tires and flower pots.
It is in the poorer, impoverished areas where you're more likely to find still water or stagnant water that has collected rainwater, whatever is being kept. So again, it is really just looking at what factors help drive the higher mosquito density, the higher probability of getting bitten by mosquitoes, and that will be higher in those areas.
But Brazilian scientists say the link between poverty and Zika isn't so clear, especially in Rio de Janeiro. While the Zika virus only recently arrived to Brazil, scientists here have done a lot of studies on dengue, which is transmitted by the same type of mosquito.
Rio de Janeiro is a mosaic of poor neighborhoods and rich neighborhoods. They are all mixed. For the mosquito perspective, there is no boundary between one place and the other, so you're going to find them everywhere.
Claudia Cardoso is a biologist who specializes in mosquito-borne diseases at Brazil's largest research facility, the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation. Even though the mosquito has a limited range, she says, humans do not.
Humans are the main long-distance transmitters of dengue and Zika or chikungunya in comparison to mosquitoes.
So an infected person could travel to any part of the city, then infect a mosquito in a different part of town, rich or poor. To get a grip on the science behind this, I reached out to NPR's Michaeline Duclef.
Hey, Michaeline.
Hi, Lulu.
What did you find?
Yeah, I was actually pretty surprised at what I found. This is something that a lot of researchers and health officials say all the time. But when you look actually at the literature and the data on it, there aren't many studies to back up the claim. There's about a dozen or so studies that look at modern cities, and half of them find a link or a weak link between poverty and mosquito-borne diseases, but the other half don't. Some of them find the opposite, that, you know, rich neighborhoods actually have more mosquito-borne diseases than poor neighborhoods.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay.
So now you know, if you live in Rio, like me, or if you're only coming to visit for the Olympics, you have to take the same precautions whatever part of town you visit. As long as you do, you can take Peanut from Rocinha's advice.
Come to the Olympics, come to the favela, and have a good time.
Lulu Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.